Okay. Well, it's like our limud of Hilchos Lashon Hara is discussed for refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla B'Sar Shachol Yisrael. So in Isaiah chapter 6, Yeshaya chapter Vov, which is the Haftarah 4 weeks ago of Parshas Yisroi, then you've got the famous first few psukim which speak about Yeshaya seeing the image of the Srofim around the Kisei HaKavod. And then it says, V'koro zeh zeh v'omah, kodosh, 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 Hashem tzvokos, meloich aloris kavodoi. And then it says that various things happened, the doorposts moved, etc., etc. And then it says, V'oima, he said, this is the Pasuk telling us that Yeshaya said, Oili chi nidmesi. He said, woe is me, woe is to me, that kinid meisi, that I, there are various pshatim in what's pshat nid meisi. Some people say nid meisi is pshat, that I saw the Kisei HaKavod, and it says ki le'irani ho'odom v'chai, and once you've seen the Kisei HaKavod, it's not possible to carry on living. And therefore kinid meisi is, so to speak, I am condemned, I'm going to die. Another pshat is kinid meisi, that I thought that I was not worthy of saying Kedusha together with the Malachim. When I saw the Malachim saying Kodosh, 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 I should have said it with them. But Kinit Mesi, I imagined that I wasn't worthy of that. And the truth is, Chazal tell us, that a human being is more worthy of saying Kodosh, Kodosh than even a Malach. Because the Pasuk says that, the Gemara says that the Malach says Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos. He mentions the name of Hashem after three words, whereas Klal Yisrael says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We mention Hashem after two words. Therefore, he said, I should have joined in with the Malachim, and I missed an opportunity. Anyway, that's Oli Chinyad Mesi. But then he carries on, and he says, Ki Ish Chemes Fosayim Onoichi, which literally means, I am a person with impure lips, and I'm dwelling amongst a people who are also of impure lips. Exactly what is Temes Vosayim, the Meforshim struggle with that. But basically they're saying, I am a sinner and I live amongst a nation of sinners. Now we learnt yesterday halacha that Chofetz Chaim brings, and it's learnt from here. There are a number of halachas that are learnt from this pasuk, but the Chofetz Chaim said that if you say Lashon Hara about yourself, and you include somebody else, right? Me and my friend, we did this together, etc., etc. You say something bad, then that's still called Lashon Hara. You may say Lashon Hara about yourself, although it's not a good example, but not a good idea, but no Aveira involved, but you can't say it also to include someone else. And here, what was he saying? He was saying, Ki ish temes fosayim onoichi, I am temes fosayim, uvasoicham temes fosayim onoichi oishev, and I'm dwelling amongst the people. So therefore, it's them and it's them and me together. And you're speaking about yourself and someone else. He was punished, says Chazal tell us that he was punished for that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him for speaking about himself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't forgive him for speaking about Klal Yisrael. And as a result of that, he was punished. It's a whole a long story. I don't know whether it's a Medrash or a Gemara, that Menashe HaMelech, who was a Melech Rosho, was chasing after Yeshaya in order to kill him. And Yeshaya was trying to escape, and Menashe was about to catch him, and Yeshaya employed a Shem Hashem in order to hide within the trunk of a tree. And Menashe realized that he was inside the trunk of the tree, and Menashe came along with a saw, and he wanted to saw the tree in half, and that way he'd saw Yeshaya in half. And the Gemara speaks about, or Gemara Medrash, I don't know exactly what it is, it speaks about exactly what happened. Eventually, Menashe managed to kill him, because he managed to get the saw over his mouth. Yeah, and the Chazal say that Menashe was able to kill Yeshaya at the position of the mouth because he was punished for speaking against Klal Yisrael when he said, "Uvasoicham temes fosayim onoichi yoshev." Well, the Chofetz Chaim learns from this, and we'll learn that there are at least three or four halachas that we learn from these psukim. But the first of the halachas that we learn from this pasuk is that this is the makor of what the Chofetz Chaim says, that if you speak about Lashon Hara, about yourself and someone else as well, that doesn't exonerate you from the Issur Lashon Hara. From the Issur Lashon Hara.
started the 30-way in Northwest London, Tuesday, Yud Ches Adar Rishon, 27th of February, Rabbi Shoyma Reutzenbach, Shlita, Dine Momnes. This week's 30-way is sponsored by Family Stimler, the Chlet Sumchen Asum of Moshe Stimler Nerio and Ruti Adler Shatichia, Tiske Mitzvah Shem today, Simcha Mazeltov, Yit Rotzen Shimnu Bais, Neimom Yisrael, with the Shem, the Law, ולספוס השבועים והחיילים והמלחמות שאחזו לבותיהם לשלום במהירו.
שוס, קודם כל. Everyone knows, הלוכה is, if you do damage to someone, a mazik, just been doing that for yomi, but a kama, you have to pay for it. You have to pay. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shein Ayches, the halacha is brought down. And Rabbi Kiva Ege brings down the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim has a shayla. When we say a person has to pay for the damage that he did, is it pshat that when he damages, as soon as he did the damage, so there's a chiv moment chal on the person? Well, let's take an example. For example, he broke a chair. So if the value of the chair, when he broke it, let's say it was 50 pounds, so as soon as he breaks it, gets a chiv of 50 pounds. Or do we say that his chiv is basically to replace a chair? He broke a chair, replace a chair. L'mayin afkemina, says the Machne Ephraim, what will be if by the time he pays, he only managed to pay a few weeks later, and the price of the chair has gone down. It's cheaper now. So do we say, since at the time when you damaged it, came on you a chiv of 50 pounds, so that's what you have to pay up now. Or, Ayoyis, he brought exactly the same chair, even though the value of the chair now is less, but Lamaisi replaced the chair, so he's been Yoyitze, his chiv moment, his chiv for paying for damage. That's the shayla which the Machne Ephraim clears. The Machne Ephraim brings a few makoros for the shayla, different places where he brings rise from Rishonim. One of the places that the Machne Ephraim brings the raya is from the Rambam. The Rambam brings down in the halacha of the halacha is that if someone's moide b'miktzas, so you have to make a shvur deraisa. Now the Gemara says ein nishbo in alaka kois. We learn out from Sukkim that if there's if someone's tuvei akaka and the person that's being moide b'miktzas, the taina and the tuvea, if the whole Torah is in karka, by karka in is born alaka kois. So the Rambam brings a case that the person is being tevea. You dug two holes in my sode, in my karka. You made two holes, and the nitva says that the mazik basically says, I agree that I made one hole in your karka, but not the second hole. The second hole is not from me. Says the Rambam that in this case, there's no shvur d'oraisa, because einish monak kakois, there might be a shvur d'rabbanon, but there's no shvur d'oraisa. It's included in the din of einish bon ala kakois. Says the Ravid, no. The Ravid says, in this case, that's not called being tevea kaka, you're being tevea momoin. And a momoin, there's a din of moide b'miktzas, so you have to make a shvur. Says the Machne Ephraim, what's the machloikis here between the Rambam and the Ravid? Why does Rambam say that there's no shvur d'oraisa? And the Ravid holds that there is a shvur d'oraisa. Says the Machne Ephraim that the reason is because the Rambam held that when you tevea for the damage that he did, that he dug two holes in your karka, his chiv is to replace it. So it's cool that your tevea is in karka. He wants you to fix up the karka. And the Ravid held that no, that when you do damage and he's being tevea for what? For the damage that you did, your tviya is that you're being tvea money, and in money there's a din of moed b'miktzas, so you have to pay. That's how the Machne Ephraim explains the machlokes Rambam and Ravid. So he wants to say that here we have a machlokes Rishonim, which is toil on his shayla, that the Rambam held that whenever you do damage, your main chiyev is replace what you damaged. So, for example, in his shayla, in the case where the chayfets that you damaged went down in price. So as long as you replace the chayfets, even though it's worth less now, doesn't matter, you replaced your damage. And the Ravid held a no, that the chiyuv is always, as soon as you do damage, the chiyuv which is chal on the person is a chiyuv momoy, and mamele you have to, and that's why the Ravid held that your tviya is money, the chiyuv money is chal as soon as you did the damage. That's how the Machlof Raim learned pshat. There are other ways how the Achronim learned pshat in the Rambam Ravid, but that's how the Machlof Raim learns pshat, and he learns that, so his shayla's toila on this machlok is Rambam Ravid. Now in the Shittim Ukubetzes, Machlof Raim also mentions it. He brings that in Shittim Ukubetzes in the Bava Metzia, Dafei Medalev, brings down a Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina, in the Gemara has a case, the Gemara brings a case where someone's shoyr dug a hole, let's call it Reuven. Reuven's shoyr dug a hole in Shimon's chotzer. And then somebody else came and fell into the boir, fell into the hole. Says the Gemara that the Baal HaShoyr has to pay for the damage that was done in Shimon's chotzer. Oh, but the damage I got, that when someone falls into the boir, that's already the chiyuv of Shimon. So in other words, Reuven has to pay for the damage in the chotzer, but the damage that the boyer did, that's already a chiyuv on the Baal HaChotzer. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, that if you're going to learn that whenever damage is done, the chiyuv of the mazik is to fix up what he damaged. It's not just as soon as damage happens, we look at how much is the damage, and it's a chiyuv moment. Afterwards, what happens to replace the damage, that's not your problem. Your chiv is a chiv moment that's chal, b'shas the damage happens. So then, this is very good. The pshat is the Baal HaShoyr. He has to pray for the damage that happened in the chotzer. That's a chiv that was chal on the Baal HaShoyr. That he has to pay for the damage that happened in the chotzer. The outcome, that someone got damage from this boyer, that's already now the Baal HaBoyer had to worry about to fix up the damage. So says Rabbeinu Yoina, that we see from here, al kolchach, that whenever there's a chiev for a mazik to pay, the chiev is a chiev of moment, that as soon as the damage is done, it's chal a chiev moment on the mazik, and that's his chiev. It's not that his chiev is to replace the damage, his chiev is a chiev of moment. That's what Rabbeinu Yoina says. The Chazanish brings another ayah, which is a very interesting Yisoidistik Raya. He brings a Raya like this. There's a din of, in Hilchus Ribbis, there's a din of So'o B'So'o. So'o B'So'o basically means if someone borrows, let's say 10 kilos of apples from his friend, and you make up that he's going to pay back 10 kilos of apples. Now the vort of sobe so is that we're talking about you borrowed something which changes in price. It doesn't have a fixed price. The price can change. So when you borrowed the 10 kilos of apple, do we say that, let's take a case where you didn't make up anything. You didn't say specifically how you have to pay back. So if you borrow from your neighbor 10 kilos of apple, now you didn't say how you're going to pay it back. Do we take it for granted that the obvious way that how you're going to have to pay back, you took 10 kilos of apple, pay back 10 kilos of apples? Or do we say no, Taka, he borrowed 10 kilos of apples and he has to pay for it, but his main chiv is money. You took, if you didn't specify exactly how you want it back, so the chiv automatically is when you took from your chava a chayfet, you didn't borrow money. Obviously when you borrow money, you have to give back money. But when you borrow payers, something which is not money, then you don't have to, the chiv which is chal, the lakatchiledige chiv which is chal on the person, is a chiv of money, whatever the value of what you took. If you made up that you want 10 kilos of apples, so that's a sugya of so beso. And on that, the Gemara says that if it's something which changes in value, so you're only allowed to do it, says the Gemara of Yeshloi. If you have a bit, if the borrower has a bit of the chayfetz, which he borrowed from you. So if he has a few apples already saved, which he owns, so he says, then you can make up so beso. Why? It says the Gemara, because if we're worried that maybe by the time you're going to pay back the apples, they're going to be more expensive. So it's mechzik ribis. Even though you're taking paying back the same amount in quantity, you're paying back the same amount. But since the value has gone up, it's mechzik ribis, and Chazal gave only specific ways how you're allowed to do it. Says Chazanish that since we see that Chazal tell us you're not allowed to stam go and borrow sobisol, you can't just say I lent you 10 kilos of apples and give me back 10 kilos of apples. They made certain conditions. In other words, the vart is that the chiv which is chal on the person is we look at how much the value is, and the chiv is chal always chiv is always chal in money, not in the chayfetz. And that's why Chazal made specific halachas how you're allowed to do it by so be so, and otherwise they're worried about ribis. So says Chazanish, we see from this that always, whenever you take a chayfet, an object, the automatic chiv which is chal on the person is momoin. And the mele who adin will be by a mazik, meaning from what he says, lemain afkemina, if you did it beheter, or if you did it in a way without permission. By the end of the day, if we see the Chazal tell us that the chiv, the automatic chiv is momoin, so then always, whenever you used someone else's chayfet, and that's how the chiv momoin is chal on you, so it's a chiv momoin, and it's not a chiv to give back the chayfet.
He needs to pay the, if it's up and down, he needs to pay the difference?
So if nothing was made up, so I'll give you a very good case where we'll talk about the nafkemina. The Gemara says in a few places, and it's based on the Gemara Nazov, that a different currency in a different country is called payers. It's not called money. So let's take, for example, here in England. So if you're borrowing shkolim from your chava, so if you tell your friend, can I borrow from you 5,000 shekel? And you didn't make up exactly how you're going to pay it back. Are you going to pay back in pounds, or are you going to give him back shkolim? So, in Chazal state, that a different currency in a different country is like peres. It's considered a kilo of apples. It's the same thing. So, if let's say you borrowed from Yichava 5,000 shekel, and at the time, let's say 5,000 shekel was 1,000 pounds. Now it's gone away. The time he's paying him back, whenever it was, a few months later, and it's changed. The exchange rate has changed. And let's say now, 1,000 pounds is only 4,500 shekel. So, do we say you borrowed 5,000 shekel? You didn't make up anything. You borrowed 5,000 shekel. Now, what's his choiv? Is his choiv now to pay back 5,000 shekel? Or is his choiv 1,000 pounds? So, according to what the Chazanish is saying, Be'etzem, his chiv is 1,000 pounds. You didn't make up anything. So, and lemaisi, what you borrowed is considered payers. It's not considered money. It's not kesef in the place where the whole deal was made, where the whole loan was made. So, be'etzem, what you took was, it's considered you took something of which has value, and the value of it is 1,000 pounds. And since you didn't make up how you're going to pay up, the etzem chiyav is 1,000 pounds. And could even be that you mustn't pay back 5,000 shekel, because Hayois, we take on that the etzem chiv is 1,000 pounds because you didn't make up anything, so the chiv will be 1,000 pounds. The other way around as well, it could be if the shekel went up, if the pound went up in value, and now 5,000 shekel, let's say, is less than 1,000 pounds, and for 1,000 pounds now you can already get 6,000 shekel. So Ayoy's chiyuv is be'etzem 1,000 pounds. So you'd have to give him back 1,000 pounds, even though you only got you'll say that you only got 5,000 shekel. He's going to get now 6,000 shekel. Aben Amay said that's etzem chiyuv which is chal on you because you didn't make up anything.
But hezek, and he does hezek, for 50 pounds, and now the price went up or down. He made a hezek of 50 pounds that he should pay.
Oh, so that's what we're saying. So if we take on that the chiv hezek is the value, we don't look at the chayfets. You don't have, the chiv is not to replace the chayfets that you damaged. Your chiv is you did the damage and now you owe Yanim money. You owe him money. So Mamela, the chiv is going to stay the value of what you damaged. We're not going to look, even in the case that we spoke about, let's say he damaged a chair that was worth £50, and he'll bring him back 2 months later, the same chair, but now this chair, the worth of the chair in the market is only £30, he'll owe him another £20, even though he replaced him with a chair. Because his chiyuv wasn't to replace the chair, his chiyuv was a chiyuv of mon.
Even though the Bandi Omer says to pay the value of the money, whatever the money went up or down, he should pay what made the day, what made the day damage this amount.
That's what we're saying. That's his chiv. His chiv is on the day. The chiv is to pay the value of on the day when the damage was done.
Aren't you allowed to say, I borrowed shekels, I want to pay you back shekels?
No. Yeah. If that's what you made up at the beginning, yes. If you made up at the beginning, yes. But if you didn't make up anything, so the shayla is, well, if you don't make up anything, what is your chiv?
So the advice is always make up at the beginning, otherwise you're in a mess what the exchange rate is.
Correct. If what? If you didn't make up anything, you borrowed 5,000 shekel, let's say, and you made up or you didn't make up? If you didn't make up, so according to the Chazanish Tainis, we see in Hilchas So Beso that your automatic chiyuv is the shavius, not the object that you borrowed, because here shekel is not called money, shekel is called a chayfetz, and whenever you take a chayfetz, the automatic choiv which is chal on you is money, not the chayfetz. So paying, if you're going to pay later with shekel and you didn't make up to pay with shekel, so then it might, yes, be considered this. It's like, let's say if you would have borrowed, let's say, a 10 kilo of apples, and it'll pay him back with 10 kilos of potatoes, and the potatoes are worth more than the apples, so it's ribis. Whatever, it might only be a ribis trabon, whatever, but it's a ribis. Now, here, he says it's the same thing, because we don't. When you borrowed 5,000 shekel, and you borrowed it in England, it's not called you borrowed 5,000 shekel. It's called you borrowed 1,000 pounds. Now, if later 5,000 shekel is 1,100 pounds, so even though you paid him back 5,000 shekel, but it's called you paid him back 1,100 pounds. Yeah, we look at the exchange on the day that you borrowed it. Yeah. If you didn't make up anything, and l'choira, there are some that hold that if you take on this mahalach, that the etzem chiv which is chal is a chiv momoin, not the chifetz which you borrowed, because you didn't make up anything, so then l'choira it will be a child of ribbis. There is a case in mazik, so that's. I'm not saying here for halacha lemaisa 100% because there are all different stories, but this is one mahalach in these halachas. There is the shach brings down, which is also the shach says like this in Hilchas Mazik. We find in Hilchas Mazik being different to Hilchas Gzeila. The Gemara says about that by Mazik it says. By a gazlan, someone steals something, so there's a din that as soon as he steals, call a gazlan meshalman kashas agzela. Wherever he steals, as soon as he stole it, he was coined it, and basically, it's his. So you become mechuyev to pay back the value that you stole. Now, as long as a chayfet is ban, if it's still there, so the din is that you have to give back ve'eshves agzela ke'an shegozal. If afterwards, even if it broke on its own, and the chayfetz isn't there anymore, so there was a chiv moman chal, b'shas, you stole the chayfetz. Now what happens if the chayfetz in between, it broke? And then it still got a value, but the value is less. The value is less. It's not broken 100%. It broke 50%. It went down 50% in value. So do we say that the gazlan says to the nigzal, here, take back the broken chayfetz, and the difference in price is whatever it is, there's a difference in price because of broke. So you take the broken chayfetz plus the difference. I'll give you another £20 to the difference, or not. So there, the Gemara says there's a difference between nezek and gzela. By gzela, the din is that the whatever it went down in value is a problem of the gazlan, meaning the gazlan has to give the full value and he takes the broken pieces for himself. By nezek, you only have to be mashlim. You only have to make up the difference if you damage something. So we evaluate how much is the damaged chayfetz worth, and whatever it's gone down in value, that's what the mazik has to pay to the nezik. So the shach says that, well, some that in nezek there's about some two ways of evaluating damage. On the one hand, we look at how much went down in value. How much could you sell this chayfetz before you damaged it? And how much is the chayfetz worth to sell after it got damaged? That's one way of how you can say you should pay the nezek. But sometimes you can say that how much does it cost to fix the chayfetz which you damaged? For example, let's say you broke a table. You had the table. So the broken table also has a value. Or you could take a different case where sometimes it'll be a very big nafkamina. Let's say you had an old washing machine. If you have an old washing machine, which to sell it, there could be the difference in price between before you damaged it and after you damaged it, is a very small difference. Let's say it'll be a difference of £50. But if you want to fix the old washing machine, it could sometimes cost you a lot more than the difference in the price between how much went down in value. It's two ways of how you could repay the damage. Says the Shach, that anything which can be fixed, the chiyuv of the mazik is he has to pay how much it costs to fix it, not how much it went down in value. So, in other words, a lot of times it can come out, but a mazik will be more of a chumra than a gazlan bet. Let's say if someone would have stolen an old washing machine. He stole an old washing machine, and it's not be'en anymore, and he broke it. So he'll pay back the value of what the washing machine, that's a chiv that was chal on him. A mazik, if the washing machine is still a possibility to be able to fix it, so it could be that the value of paying back for the damage is going to be more than the value in the market of paying of how much went down in value. Says a shach, the nesiv is also holds like that. Any chayfet which can be fixed, the chiyuv of the mazik is to fix it. The nesiv says the makor is from the makor of paying for hezek moment is maki behema yishalmeno. Chazal say yashlimeno. You should be mashlim what you were mazik yanim zbehema. So mashlim means that you should put it back into the matzav that it was before. So if you can't do it, so then we evaluate how much was the chayfetz worth beforehand and how much were you mazikenim in momen. But as long as you can fix it, your chiv is to fix it. Now here the shail is now, what happens if the value of the fixing changed from the time when you did the damage to the time when you're ready to fix it befoil? So do we say that here, since according to the Shach learns from Maka Behemi Yashlimeno that you have to fix what you broke, that's like a chiladiga way of how to pay for Nezek. So here we're not going to say that Pshat is it's a chiv momoin, which was chal, b'shas, the damage happened. The vote is we have to see that you've done the end product. That means that you've paid for the etzem fixing, that you fixed it before. So that even though there was a money change, even though the value changed, it doesn't matter. It says in a case where the chiyev, which is chal on the person, is a chiyev momoin, because it's not shaykh to fix a chayfetz which he damaged. So there we have the rayas, which machne Ephraim, chaznish, which bring down that the chiyev momoin, which is chal on the person, is a chiyev straight away. But here, where the Shach says that the chiyuv is that you have to fix the damage, So here the Chazanish has he's very stark mistopic, whether here we're also going to say that we look at, so how much did it cost as soon as he did the damage? How much did it cost at the time to fix it? Even though, says, because the Pashtus is, even though we say that the Chiyuv of the Mazik is to have it fixed, that could be that who has to be the one to bring the worker and to fix it befoil, could be that lies on the Balabos. Even though he doesn't have to go befoil to fix it, he has to pay for how much it costs to fix it. So here the Chaznish already, he has a very stark etzdodim to say the hayois, the chiyuv of the mazik is to get the chayfetz fixed. We have to look at the end results. So whatever was the end results, even though taka b'shas the damage happened, it was more expensive or cheaper. How much did it cost at the end of the day when you fixed the chayfetz? How much was the end result of the cost? That's whether he doesn't bring clear eyes, but that's he has started to say that here should be different to other cases. You also have he brings a big yesoid as well in this klal of how to value it. Meaning, let's say if someone broke a window of a house. Now, if you're going to say that you have to that the chiyuv is how much went down in value, how much did the house go down in value because it's got a broken window, it's probably not going to be anything. Because a broken window is not going to make a difference in the price of the house. So when do we decide whether it's you pay for fixing, or do we decide that we pay for the value that goes down? So the Chazon Nish says, Be'ikeh, it's toiler, on what's the derech of people to do with such a type of thing, meaning no one's going to sell the house just because a window broke. It's oimed to be fixed. So b'meila, the way you evaluate it is how much does it cost to fix a window. Masha'in came by something when a chayfetz breaks, the chances are that a person doesn't bother to fix it, and sometimes it's not even kedai. So there you always have to take what's a derech ha'olam, what's a normal derech b'nei odom, how do people treat Azazach? And mainly, do we look at that the valuation should go according to how much went down in value? Or do we say that we're going to be mechayev you how much it costs to fix the damage? Right. 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 Right.